A steady stream of planes soars above the northeast corner of 16th Street and Buckeye Road. Passengers who look down might wonder why a single brick building with boarded windows and surrounded by a barbed wire fence stands alone on such a large dirt lot. In the 1980s, Phoenix used eminent domain to buy 28 acres of land for Sky Harbor Airport's expansion. The city forced hundreds of residents to leave the area known as the Golden Gate Barrio. Bulldozers leveled homes, but the mostly Mexican-American parishioners fought to save Sacred Heart Church, a church they built in the mid-50s by collecting dollars, coins, and even bricks from the community. Today, the building is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, which makes it safe from demolition, but its future remains uncertain.
And there are cards on both in favor and opposing.
At a city council meeting this month, Mayor Greg Stanton, Vice Mayor Laura Pastor, and Councilman Daniel Valenzuela requested the city begin exclusive negotiations with Chicanos por la Casa for a long-term lease. The proposal would give the nonprofit 90 days to come up with a plan for the city-owned property, including the church. The idea is to create job opportunities and provide services like retail, childcare, and health care. David Adame is the group's CEO.
And we take a comprehensive approach. It's not about just the church. It's about the overall area to make sure that programs and services that empower community are delivered to our community so they can be self-sufficient.
But some people, including Sergio Sierra, don't like the idea of a non-Catholic entity shaping the future of a building with such a significant past.
I have no interest in telling you or CPLC what to do with the surrounding land, as long as it is used to help the community. But the church should not be given to a company who does not represent the faith community.
While Chicanos por la Causa says its goal is to preserve the building, that's not good enough for parishioners like Patricia Garulli and Antonio Hernandez.
The parishioners of Sacred Heart, they built it and they claim it. It is a consecrated Catholic church.
To hand over the still consecrated Catholic church to anyone other than the Catholic Church threatens desecration and by law would require proper demolition of the altar and disposition of holy relics that are still buried on that site.
But Councilman Michael Nowakowski said the Roman Catholic Diocese of Phoenix determined all relics had been removed years ago and the building is no longer recognized as a Catholic church.
I'm a proud Catholic, and I worked for the diocese during all those hardships and during all that, where I listened to the community that were upset with the diocese because we sold the property. So, you know, there was conflict between the community at that time and the Catholic Church. And, you know, it was sad.
Over the past 30 years, Nowakowski said the diocese has not expressed interest in buying or leasing the old Sacred Heart Church. Other ideas have been discussed by the city and developers. At least four times, David Adame with Chicanos por la Causa pointed out.
All four attempts failed. Each time, CPLC stood in line, following the processes, participating in RFPs, spending the money on the applications, possessing the experience, skills, cultural sensitivity to develop the land, and each time, CPLC was effectively ignored.
But not this time.
We're going to do a roll call vote on this item.
By a 7-2 vote, the council approved an exclusive negotiation period with Chicanos por la Casa, with the understanding the developer will make a good faith effort to engage with the diocese. A plan could come before the council this fall. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.